Right now, though, let's catch up with Australia's number one entertainment reporter, Mr. Peter Ford. Morning, Peter.
G'day, Brett. Good to be back.
Nice to have you back on the program on this beautiful-looking Friday morning, Peter Ford. And let's start off with our Livy, Olivia Newton-John, closing a charity. This is just a bit odd, isn't it?
It is odd. I'm sure there's logical reasons behind it, but this is the Olivia Newton-John Foundation that she only publicly announced about 9 weeks ago and was accepting donations for it. And in fact, it was registered as a charity here in Australia back in February of this year, but only publicly announced 9 weeks ago. And it was all about getting money in for research into plant-based therapies, cannabis medicines, etc., etc. Not to be confused, of course, with the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Centre, the actual building that exists in Melbourne. And she says her involvement and her support of that is going to continue. But it's just a very odd thing to close it down so rapidly. Now, officially, they're saying she's going to re-establish it in America, but I don't see what the difference could possibly be. You know what, she's not going to have to turn up at a building, so I don't know why she needs to be closer to it and have it registered there. Also a bit of a mystery as to why the money that has been donated by Australians in the last 9 weeks, whether that goes to America now, does it stay in Australia?
Yeah.
It's very odd. You know, Olivia really puts a foot wrong. And I've spoken to her manager yesterday and he went through it all and made it all sound very plausible and understandable, but I still can't help but feel there's a missing piece in the puzzle.
Yeah, if you were an Aussie donor, as you point out, Peter, you'd be a little bit miffed, I would suggest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, watch this space on that one. Peter Ford, an Aussie TV institution has been saved.
Well, I reported yesterday on radio across the country that Australia's longest-running TV show on commercial TV was getting the chop. And now this is Mass for You at Home. Now, I know a lot of people will say, I don't care, I've never seen it, I've never heard of it. But, of course, for a lot of people, it's a very important connection to, you know, particularly Catholics, obviously, who can't go to physically get into a church and go to Mass. And that's their next best thing, is to be able to have that experience at home. Also, a lot of prisoners watch it as well, interestingly.
Oh, yeah.
But they announced on the official Facebook page that it was discontinuing. The last one would be January 3 after 49 and a half years on Australian television. Isn't that extraordinary?
Incredible.
But then, so I reported it in good faith, excuse the pun, and next thing you know, a couple of hours later, they put out a press release from the Archbishop of Melbourne, Archbishop Commissari, and he said, no, the reports are false. We are going to continue now, but they're not going to continue it as a professional TV production. They're basically going to have parishioners in churches filming the Mass on their iPhones, I think, and sort of using that instead. So it's clearly a cost-based decision, and the quality may not be as good, but I guess it's better than nothing. If it's you know, that if that's something you need and enjoy every week, you'd rather have something than nothing, I imagine.
The Catholic Church with money worries. Who would have thought?
I know. And I guess the good news is it also probably will make its 50th anniversary, which is in June next year.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, good news for TV fans of Mass in the Home. Kamal selling up, Peter. This is odd as well.
Why are people so unkind?
Oh, don't. I knew it was coming.
It's shocking, isn't it? Yeah, Kamal's selling up all of his stuff, wants to get financially secure, he says. In amongst the stuff that he's got a whole series of correspondence between he and Sir Donald Bradman.
Wow.
They were very good friends. And, of course, Kamal, when he first came to Australia, was based in Adelaide, and that's where he got to know Sir Donald. And then later, when Kamal left Adelaide, they became like pen pals. So he's got this exchange of letters. Obviously, he's only got the one side of the letters, the ones that came back to him. But they reckon that could really get a lot of money. And he's also got paintings by Prohart. He was a great friend of Prohart. So yeah, I spoke to him yesterday. He's 92 now, but he looks great. And yeah, he's still full of energy. And he doesn't get as many gigs singing, obviously, as he once would have done. But yeah, he's one of the great, you know, legends of the Australian show business scene.
It's funny to get to 92 and run out of money, Peter.
Well, I know he's run out. I guess he's just thinking, I might as well have it and make myself comfortable while I'm still around, rather than wait for those kids to get their hands on it and use it all.
Good point.
Oh, actually, I think I've aged him. He's 86 years old.
Oh, 86. Okay.
Yeah, so. I just did a quick Google check because I doubted myself. I thought he's too good for 92, but he's 86.
Yeah, still a good innings at 86. Hey, great news for Taylor Swift fans today, Peter.
Yeah, well, later today she's dropping a new album. This is called Evermore, and she's pretty amazing how she does this, kind of like throws the grenade, and everyone gets excited and says, it's dropping tonight at midnight.
Yeah.
You know, whereas in the old days, we'd have weeks of build-up and teasing and publicity, and now it just kind of is there in your face, and you know it's going to go to number one. It's called Evermore, and people are also pretty excited because in the promotional picture that she put out, people are saying she's wearing a wedding dress, and they are saying, is there going to be an announcement or a song about the fact that she has got secretly married to her boyfriend, Joe? Now, she has kept that relationship somewhat quiet as best she can. So has she been able to pull off an actual secret wedding? Now, that would be something.
Yeah, it would be. Wouldn't it be great if the old days were still here, Peter, where we could wander down to the 3BA record bar and buy a copy?
Do you think? You remember those days? They were great. Where was that located?
That was in Sturt Street, just near Meyer.
And it was actually 3BAs. Oh, was it in Meyer? Or?
No, in the main street. And yes, this radio station owned its own record bar. It's pretty
cool
in the day.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
so he was like in competition with, Brash's, of course. A lot of people remember that. And Allen's, they used to have all the top 40 music. And even Coles, actually, the old Coles, as we know it these days, they used to have quite a good record bar too. So, yeah, times are a-changing, Brett.
Yeah, I might have to go and grab some LPs out of the old collection.
Well, 78.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Peter Ford, Australia's number one entertainment reporter. As always, great to talk to you. Chat next week.
Thanks a lot, Brett. See you then.